Hi, friends.
Welcome to the Happiest Half Hour with Josh
and Tiff. We are business partners
and siblings
dedicated to creating more moments of happiness in your life.
We'll be discussing all kinds of topics, interviewing experts
and some friends too
about terpenes, cannabis, and everything in between.
We're grateful you're here.
Yes, we are. Let's do it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Happiest Half Hour podcast with Josh
and Tiff.
Today,
episode 5, right?
Can you believe
it's been 5 episodes already? That's incredible.
With all our 5 million listeners, it's amazing.
I know. We're so grateful for each and every one of you.
Oh my gosh.
So all 5 of you, mom and dad and Aaron and Emily.
And Mindy.
And Indy.
Yeah. Oh man.
I was listening to it in the car, and Indy, that's my son, he was like, why are you talking to Uncle Josh?
Yeah, why does
he
smoke pot?
I like talking to Uncle Josh.
Yeah. Oh, man. So I should have had Emily be the Google cave. And I remember the name of
Google
the movie
cave?
From... Yeah, so she Googles things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's our coolness consultant, our fact checker,
right.
Our...
She'll come smack us if we're saying some bullshit.
Yeah.
Keeps us in line.
Yeah, our coolness consultant.
Which I remember the name of the movie, but now I forgot. So.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt. But so you needed Emily to Google a movie that was...
Yes, from episode 2 or 3 or whatever. I said that there was a movie, but I should have Googled it before.
Yeah.
I keep saying it's not Up in Smoke. Oh, gosh, I remember when I was in the shower. That's when you remember everything.
I'll figure it out.
That's right. We can talk about it later. So grateful. You can look it up. I'm doing grateful list. Look, Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Stoner cult classic.
Dave Chappelle's stoner classic. Okay.
Grateful list. I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I should really prepare these ahead of time.
No, I know we should. But also, if you all ever want to send in 3 of you or just like message us or just tell us somewhere, comment something that you're grateful for, we'd love it. It's a wink that you listen to the podcast.
I would love to read your all's gratefuls.
Yeah. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my dog. And he loves the snow, and he has figured out how to bark for anything that he needs. And sometimes the most fun is trying to figure out what the freaking heck he's barking for.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful. I did this weight loss challenge, and this is so silly. I always come in second at the local gym because I don't quite get chubby enough to win. But I fluctuate. I get to a certain point that I go back down. So I live in the extremes. Gain a lot, lose a lot, and that's great. And I won 2nd place. And I think
what'd you win?
I have $50 and I won this massager. And I remember they gave it to me and I'm like, I want the 3rd place prizes. They're better. I don't want this massage thing.
You're
this
so
is
ungrateful,
bullshit.
Dude.
I know. The poor girl.
You
at the
hate
front
it when
desk.
People do that to you. And you did it to her.
We didn't enter this to win. It's like my favorite thing ever.
Well, what
I'm
is
so
it?
So glad it's this
What's
little
the third?
Ball
oh.
massager thing.
Oh.
And it like vibrates.
Oh, nice.
It's crazy.
Oh,
and
Buster
so,
likes it.
Oh, my God. That's what made me think of it.
You won that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
So the,
something like that.
But Buster's obsessed with it.
He is terrified of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Vacuums. All of the whatever. I brought a 5-gallon bucket home to brine a turkey and it was barking and he wouldn't come near the bucket. And so I turned this thing on and he didn't want anything to do with it. And then I'm massaging my leg and then he comes over and I touch him with it. And so every time that it's on, he comes and stands. But I'm grateful for that because it actually
helps.
I found a new way to use it. That's very beneficial to get the knots in between your shoulder blades. But anyway, I'm grateful that.
They wouldn't let you have the 3rd
right. Grateful that they're like,
man's rejection.
You get what you get, don't throw a fit. And I was like, fine.
I just heard that for the first time recently. Indy started saying it.
Yeah, I say it to the kids. That's how we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great advice. It's great advice.
For everyone. So I'm grateful that I entered that. And then I realized like I didn't do it to win prizes. I did it so that I could be healthier.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if I could maintain that.
Yeah.
But that's fine. So it was great. I'm grateful that I won that shit.
That's awesome.
So that's 2. Those a long 2.
Well, no, your dog and your massager and there's not a 3rd thing.
No, there wasn't. We can count it as 3.
No, say a third thing.
I am grateful that I have the ability to go. We have two separate offices now. We have one we're calling Sparks and one is Reno. Reno is the Happiest Hour headquarters. Sparks is Damon headquarters. That I can go pop in and out of both whenever, whatever. And it's a 10-minute drive. And
great.
If I'm getting overwhelmed at one building, I'm like, I don't go to the other building. I come to this building and haven't left yet.
I know. it sucks you in. It's so nice.
It's wonderful. And well, you're looking, you have a bad view. I have a wonderful view out of my windows when we're recording this podcast. So anyway, those are my gratefuls. What you got?
Oh, man. So everyone who works with me knows that one of my least favorite things to do is write copy. And so our producer, Will, asked us to write the bio for the podcast and write bios for ourselves. Wow. And I was just like, oh, no. I knew we needed to get it done this weekend. And
I saw that. I had the same feeling. I was like,
I didn't want to ask Blake over the weekend. I'm not sure if that's appropriate yet. I don't know what her hours are. And so I'm so grateful for Emily. She wrote the best bio for the podcast. It was so cute and perfect. I loved it. And then our father who wrote the bio. So I'm so grateful for him. Because that just, it helped. They were great.
Yeah.
You know, like who else can sing your praises better than your parents?
It was awesome.
You know, he made me feel important. Yeah. And I thought like, cheers to you. I just changed it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was good. And then the third thing, it's this office for sure. I was in a grumpy mood and I took two calm shots at the old office. I'm like, well, at the Sparks office, I took two calm shots, got in the car, drank them both. I'm like, and I texted Emily. I'm like, I'm grumpy. And then I got to this office and I was like, whoa.
By the way, how nice is it when the bank is closed and we have this
it's
whole
so
thing?
Great. Like, it's awesome. So great. Yeah. So this building is so special. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Is that three?
Yeah, that's three. Yeah, but the thing that made me so excited about this office was that we're mailing boxes to Cheech and Chong. So, you know, getting those all packed up was like really cool.
I'm grateful that you and Emily are so good at sending the boxes for these people to try all this stuff.
Yeah, it only took us like 6 days, but make the boxes. But they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Works of art.
Did you look up that movie? Did we figure it out?
Yeah, it's Half-Baked.
Oh, Half-Baked. That's it.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah,
Half-Baked. Gosh, I can. Anyway, all right. So this episode, we skipped over that. We're getting our introductions all screwy. Frequently asked questions, FAQ, which there's a lot of them. And we always get the same questions constantly on TikTok. And Tiff has a lot of shortcuts
on my phone. Yeah.
To answer all of those. What were you going to say about frequently asked questions?
Oh, just the people listening to this podcast are our homies. Right. Like, they're our besties. So, like, they could answer them. And they do answer them. When I see one of our friends answering a question in the comments, like, it warms my heart so much.
I enjoy that so much,
I love it. I love it so much.
Yes. It's better than how I was going to answer. You can shut the fuck up.
Oh, no, yours is just oh, shit. Right. Right.
I'm not, sorry to hear it. And the mend is spicy. That one. Anyway, okay, that's all right. We'll do these in order. So
and we can talk about other FAQs that didn't make this page.
Yeah, I have afterwards. A few that I don't see up there.
Yeah,
but one of the main ones, which maybe we should let TikTok know. Does this have THC or CBD in it?
No. It doesn't. They're just botanically derived terpenes from items like mango, hops, chamomile, lavender. So there's no cannabinoids. It will not make you fail a drug test, which is the second most frequently asked question.
I didn't even get to ask a question.
Do you want to ask
it? No, but they work really well in conjunction with THC and CBD.
Or just any of the things.
Any of the...
CBG, CBN.
Any of the CBCs.
Help all of them be more beneficial. Everyone, yeah. Any of the cannabinoids.
Will make you fail a drug test?
I never know how to say them correctly. It will not make you fail a drug test. We have a lot of people in law enforcement, people in the healthcare industry, firefighters that get drug tested often that have been drug tested while taking our shots, you know? And not a problem, guaranteed. One of our designers' husband's in the military, and she's just like, he will not drink it. Like, he cannot risk it. And I'm like, I would not make you risk it. I promise. Right. And so she's like, but it took 100%. Her 3 months to feel better. But now she knows and it's cool. But it feels scary because it is, you know, cannabis adjacent. It's right. I think of it as an accessory. I think of it as like your lighter, your rolling papers, or your Puffco. Yeah. It just like makes the experience better.
Or even with those people deserve to get some relief and have the benefits. That's what was most intriguing for me, not mm-hmm. being a user, is that yeah. I want all those benefits.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I couldn't before. Like I can do some of the creams and salves. Salves, mm-hmm. lotions, because that's not going to get into the system and whatever. But so these are great for me. And I think that first responders, they have seen some shit. Yeah. Talk about PTSD.
Absolutely.
So I'm super grateful that
we can share it with them. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So it won't make you fail a drug test. And the thing I was just going to say is that you were talking about THC and CBD and terpenes. People use this analogy a lot, but if you're having a party, it gets, you know, more fun when more people come. And so, you know, the entourage effect, they all like work together to make each other work better and they all add their different flavor. I think of Josh as like limonene. He comes into the party, he's boosting the mood, he's making sure everybody's having fun, you know? And maybe I'm like linalool. I come in and I'm like, how's everybody doing? Does anybody want to?
Would you describe Tiffany as linalool? She is. Right. Emily said only after she's had calm. But Tiffany is very mellow. And she is Josh, but tampered down to where you only get to see.
Very high strung and very calm combo, which is weird. But.
You're very gentle, patient, understanding.
Until I'm
calm
not.
Calm is not a word that I would
calm.
Say.
Okay.
But you can be calm if you want. I would.
No, I don't have to be calm. I'm like.
I wouldn't describe
what,
myself.
What, terpene? I'm like terpenylene. Sometimes I'll make you fall asleep and sometimes I'll make you real, real alert. Just depends on your type of person you are.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why we need calm. Because we're not naturally calm.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, but I went to pick up my son at school. And so I feel like I, to people who do not know me well, they think that I'm calm.
Maybe.
So the lady at school was like, gosh, you're always just so calm. No, and I'm like, I'm glad that you think so. But like, if you haven't heard me yell or seen me mad, you don't know.
Have you ever seen Tiffany yell? Like, yeah. It's so cute when Aaron and Tiffany like are mad, and I'm putting that in parentheses. Ooh, ooh, look at the fluffy bunny. Is like, has an escalated tone of voice where they're like, "Yeah, I was yelling." And I'm like, "That yelling?"
Yeah,
that's right. You're very mellow.
Until I'm not mellow. Yeah. Like I have two. You're the same way. We don't have a dimmer switch. We're on or we are off.
Right. I have to constantly be reminded to, hey, go tell the kids this, but can you do it in a nice way? Like, I don't do it in a nice way. It is what it is. That's what it is. Yeah. It's time to take a shower. If you do not like that information, I apologize that you're stinky. That's not my fault. Anyway, all right.
That's funny. No, that's funny.
Do you
that's
ship to every state?
Yes. Texas? Yes. Michigan? Yes.
What about Canada?
Not yet, almost. But we're very close. Okay. And then any other, when will you ship worldwide? We're kind of just waiting to see how Canada goes, but hopefully it'll be by the fall.
I think that that's going to get a lot easier.
Yeah, once we figure out Canada.
Once we figure out Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, we're missing the whole, that might solve all of our issues.
Yeah, maybe it will.
I hope so. Cool. We'll find out very soon.
Thank you, Jeffrey Bezos. Yeah.
Do you have a sample pack?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's still a frequently asked question. I guess it's still gets
asked
a lot.
It is. All the time.
Sample pack is the number one seller, FYI.
Yeah. We do. It has one of each of the five shots that we make.
How are you going to do that when you add Bliss?
I think that if you want to try small quantities of Bliss or Curb, you can buy it from Canna, our friends that sell small quantities. And the link to that is in our link tree, which is in our bio on Instagram, and it's below our bio on TikTok. Because I say below our bio because people are like, I looked in the bio and I didn't see it. Like, you just look at the little link, the chain link, and click that thing.
I'm a terrible user, and I get frustrated. Like, I love I love watching TikTok lives, and I get a lot of musicians, and I want to go listen to their stuff on Spotify, and
yeah.
I can't find their link, and but it is right a away. Little link, yeah.
It's hard to see. No, yeah. It's hard to see. There's yeah. no shame. I'm old, and technology is hard. I just accidentally ordered an all-meat pizza from Papa Murphy's, and I'm vegetarian. So when I went in and looked at this, like, every kind of meat you can imagine with like artichoke hearts, I was like, that's not my pizza. They're like, no, that's yours. And I'm just like, no. And they're like, it says all meat. And then
did you ask them like, to change it?
I said, oh, I'll pay for both pizzas, but I can't eat that one. And then an angel came in and he said, is that a mistake pizza? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I love mistake pizzas. Can I buy it? And they were like, sure. And then he bought it and walked out with it. And I hope he liked that really weird veggie loaded, meat loaded pizza.
That's crazy. You didn't just give it to him. He just said, because it was done well, they, and he wanted to eat yeah, it, the mistake
they,
pizza?
I mean, they were just going to, you know, I don't throw it away, give it away, eat it themselves. Like they weren't going to make me pay for it. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's my fault. I'll pay for it. But I can't, like, we can't eat
your
it.
Your favorite thing to... order food.
Oh, I feel so bad. But they knew that I was being nice. I wasn't being like, I took full responsibility.
I'm proud of you for not taking home your meat pizza.
I know, and eating it anyway, because that's what I have done before. No, but so the point of that is technology is hard, and I get it. And I'm not going to judge anyone that can't find our bio, because technology is tough. Right.
But that's why we have frequently asked questions. I'm judging exactly. you all constantly. Don't worry about that. Just kidding. I try not to do that either. Not for me. Yeah. I judge you, you judge me, and we're both wrong, and it's a terrible way to live.
I have bad insomnia, and I'm always anxious before bed. I took a Calm, and an hour later, I took a Sleep. And it's seriously the first time I slept all through the night in months. The taste is so amazing as well. I'm glad I found something that helps me.
Do you have to partake to benefit from your products?
No, absolutely not.
I don't
partaking can enhance the benefits, but it's not necessary. Terpenes have benefits all on their own.
Yes, they do. Have you started watching 1883? It's a Yellowstone spinoff. Have you even started Yellowstone?
I have not. But I might, now that we're banned on TikTok, I have more free time. No, for real.
No, like, I've been watching commercials. TV.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least that's what I do. But 1883. It's like the Oregon Trail. I don't know if you, Emily, if you played this on the East Coast, you played the Oregon Trail computer game and you die of dysentery, all these things. You're, 1883.
Is it oxen?
Yeah.
Your oxen got injured.
Of course
Shoot
you're going
to
die. Don't take an ox, you dumbass. No, I only know that because I'm so smart to watch 1883. Anyway, there's some injuries, and this is about people on the Oregon Trail trying to go from Texas to Oregon and the disaster nastiness that follows and all of the problems with all of the illnesses, and they're going to see the doctor and the surgeon, and they're like, oh, they'll have lavender and all these herbs for you to take, because that's what they did back then. And we've gotten away from that, and I've talked about it all the time. Anyway, well, I was watching this show. I'm like, yeah, see, they knew what's going on. They needed the happiest hour back in the day. She wouldn't have died from the arrow wound that went through the infected tip of the arrow.
Yeah, that's true. We could have saved everyone.
Yes.
There wouldn't have been any wars. We'd be like, whoa, here's some calm, bros. Calm down.
If you could get it to them before they shoot you, it would be awesome.
I hope that's not insensitive.
For what? We stopped
like,
wars?
We can solve war. Like when Kendall Jenner solved racism with Pepsi. Will, please. Do you remember that commercial?
No.
Kendall Jenner, there were like protests. There was like Black Lives Matter protests or whatever. And she like walks over with a Pepsi and like hands a Pepsi to someone. And then they like all start celebrating. Everyone's like, thank God for Kendall Jenner. And it was very bad. She got...
Did that really air? I thought it almost aired.
No, it aired.
Oh my gosh.
And then immediately went down quickly.
So I don't know if we would stop any wars, but I would say that people would be a lot happier that they were getting shot, maybe.
They were getting the right type of shot, a calm shot, instead of a gunshot. This is all bad.
Well, no, it's good. I think you leave this in. This makes it good.
I'm sorry. Don't cancel it.
Is this safe to take while pregnant or breastfeeding?
That's an interesting question that we get a lot. And even though all of our products are on the FDA's GRAS list, which means generally regarded as safe, we always recommend, as with any supplement, to check in with your doctor. And that goes with people who are pregnant, breastfeeding, that goes for children, anyone on medications, or anyone with a medical condition. Just check in with the doc.
Yeah, and I think that it was really difficult for my wife, and I would say I, to get pregnant, but she's the one that got pregnant, not me. That was challenging. And so we went to lots of doctors, went to a fertility doctor, and then she had a high-risk pregnancy. So we had the twins. And so we went to lots of doctors, got 3D ultrasounds, and I would say that every doctor would tell us something different, even when it came to drinking caffeine or coffee or water or what you can have, popcorn or not, or no honey or nuts or whatever it is. Yeah. And so everyone, it was different. And so this is the same type of thing. We decided, well, Mindy and I 100% support or whatever, that we would just follow what our doctor, who we liked, said, mm-hmm. and then that we didn't deviate from that plan. And so even just something simple like, oh, I wouldn't think that honey or peanut
lunch
or
meats
whatever,
or whoever.
Oh, like right. And then we even got special lunch meat. That's right. So it's just different. Each body's different.
But you find someone that you trust, then just ask them.
Right. Well, a doctor.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, I've done way worse things to myself than... anyway, but yes, please check with your doctor. But, you know, you trust the government. All of the stuff is on the GRAS list. It's totally fine. But so is honey, you know? So, what are terpenes?
They're the things that give plants their personality. I think that's our favorite way to describe them. But they're the natural compounds found in plants and fruits that give them their scent, their flavor, but are largely responsible for some benefits. And I always use linalool as the example. That comes from lavender. It's one of the many terpenes in lavender, but it makes lavender smell the way it does. But it's also the thing in lavender that can help you feel calm. And so we just took different blends for different benefits depending on the goal. So we have our stress-reducing terps in calm and our relaxing, sedating terps in sleep, pain-reducing, anti-inflammatory terpenes in mend, you know, the uplifting, I'll just do all of them, the uplifting terpenes in wake, and we've got the space travel terp in intensify.
Do you know that I don't think Tiff is comfortable with silence, so I was just going to not talk and see how long that would go. I could ride in the car
for two hours at it.
And not say a peep.
Yeah.
But Tiffany can't. That was good. You were quiet.
I'm getting better at it.
Uncomfortable silence.
I told Sam about this the other day when we were talking about hiring him. I was like, does he have to, like... does he feel comfortable in silence or does he have to talk all the time? And she's like, no, he feels comfortable in silence.
Heck yeah.
Because we were just taping boxes together the other day and I'm like, you know, one of these questions that I asked. And he just laughed and then we just silently taped boxes. It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I can be silent, but I can't have silence.
Okay.
Like, I need music
you.
Or something. I like to drive my family crazy. When it's not my turn to do breakfast in the morning, I come down and it's like, quiet. There's no, and I'm like, I come in, turn the speaker on, put some music. Like, we were having a great time. I'm like, well, good for you. I'm here now to get some jams going, get the day rolling.
Yeah.
You come in here and say, turn down the TV.
My husband always has to listen to something.
Yeah.
And so he'll come in and it's completely silent. And he's like, are you a sociopath?
Right.
Why are you just sitting? And I'll have every light in the house on. And it'll be silent. And he's like, what is wrong with you?
Is he not a light person?
No, that he's installed dimmer switches on everything. I'm always turning them up as high as it goes.
Mindy hates lights. And I don't have all the lights on. She comes down in the morning, and I have. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, I want to see. You know, this. I have lights for a reason. Let's use them. I have one that gets so white, bright.
Oh, it's the best.
And Isaac, at least one of the kids has my back because now the lights get to be on. I just wanted it, no lights on. But a kid wants it. Get lights on, baby.
That's how it is.
It is awesome.
Indy goes to bed and Jim's just like, should we turn on more lights?
Hell yeah. Are there more?
They're like all on. I'm like, you know, it's funny. That's funny that Mindy's like that too.
One of Mindy's uncles hates to have the lights on. He will get up and go into the other room and turn lights off. So I love to visit, and I'll just go flick lights on in other rooms, watch him go and turn them up. It's so great.
That's funny. But what are some other questions that are on this list that we get asked all the time?
You don't like my side story? This is more interesting than your questions.
Like, do you have brand ambassadors? Or like, how do I become a brand ambassador is a question we get asked a lot. We don't have a program yet, but hopefully we will. And when we do, there will be like an application process that you can go through that'll probably be on our website, but we're months away from that, I think.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it to say whether it's good or bad or beneficial or not. And I have a fear that then it gets looked at like a multi-level marketing deal or whatever. And we already, are you a multi-level marketing company? It's not on there, but we get asked that a lot. No. We're not, which, well, that's all right. That's a separate podcast of competitors and multi-level marketing. But so the next question is, can you give me a quick summary of your products? But I think that we have done
that on other podcasts. Yeah. So if you want to get like a summary or just like learn about the products, listen to episode 3 and 4. That has all of the info that you could ever want about the shots.
Let's see.
And then the thing that people ask us all the time, which is one of my favorite questions, are you hiring? Because where you spend your time during the day, you leave the people hopefully that you love the most. Hopefully you live with people you love the most. But you leave them and you say goodbye to them to come into an office. And the fact that you want to come into our office is the biggest compliment that you can give me. So the answer is no. We're not hiring, but please, we will be eventually at some point we will be hiring. And I like having access to that already. Jelly, who is our customer service person, she's been working with us for 3 weeks. She's someone we met on TikTok in the beginning, and she sent her resume, and now she's an employee here, a team member here, and we love her. So you can email us if you ever want to work with us. You do not have to be close. Someone we introduced, Blake, who's our director of marketing, yesterday on TikTok, and someone was like, gosh, I really wish I lived closer. Blake lives in Missouri and we live in Nevada. You don't have to live close to us. If you're a shining star, we can work with you.
COVID proved that you don't have to be in the same town to do your job. All these Californians are moving all over, Idaho, Montana, Hawaii, because they can all work from home. But we're not hiring people. But you can't turn away a thoroughbred or something.
Oh my gosh, we weren't hiring. We weren't hiring when Emily knocked on our door. And Josh was like, yeah, we don't turn away A players, or we don't turn away rock stars, is what you said. We don't turn away rock stars. I called you and I'm like, Emily's looking for a job. This is what she's accomplished. Like, we're not hiring. And you're like, we don't turn away rock stars. Get her in the building. And so I texted her. I'm like, hey, can you come in tomorrow to meet the family? And then everyone interviewed her. Aaron, you, Brandon, you know?
Yeah.
And then she like, we were trying to be like, let's think about it and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And she went in for the close.
Like, yeah, if you can sell us on you being here, then I want you here, because then you can sell some stuff. And that's great.
This is great.
Or help us do things better.
Yeah.
There's some things that are, if they aren't on our plates. More podcasts and videos and cool things
get to happen.
Right.
Like loyalty programs and like referral programs and shipping to more countries and all that kind of stuff. Merch. More merch. Just merch in general. I haven't been able to design. That's on my list.
Who's for half creative my wardrobe things. Is merch, of our merch now.
Yeah.
Exciting.
And it's crazy. We've only ever designed like 5 or 6 shirts or something. But people like them. We just need to do more of it. So
we have a merch
plan. We have some stuff in the works that's going to be very cool. Yeah.
So don't be shy. Reach out to us.
Yeah,
say
please,
hello.
Please, please, please. Because we like to hire in our community. You like what we're doing, and we need people that believe in what we're doing in the building. Nothing will get you kicked out of the building quicker than not believing in what we're doing. So we like that. We value that.
Right. We believe in it, and we want everyone here to believe in it and be excited about what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that everyone would be as excited as we are. I find very few people that maybe get as excited as I do and constantly think about it all the time. But that's part of the fun. Mm-hmm. Reach out. Let us know. We should have made a TikTok telling everyone to reach out. And I think you did. Or send your resumes here.
Yeah, we could. I'll add that to the list.
Listen, that means no. We're not doing that.
No, I mean.
That's okay. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
I don't want to. There's sometimes people are like, you hiring?
No.
No. But the first impression, you know? So maybe if you admire a brand, something to say is, hey, friends, I really love what you're doing and would love to be involved. Where can I send my resume? Is better than you hiring. That's like, does any female like to get the you up text message?
Oh my
gosh. No, they like to be like, hey, you're beautiful. When can I spend more time with you? I hope it's right now. Oh man. But whenever you're
where
free,
were you
that's
when I was
good.
In college?
So anyway, you know, how you talk to people is important. But yeah, we could be like, hey, send us your resume. I like people that seek us out. Like you like people that seek us out because they're the most passionate. So right? Someone that's like actively coming to me being like, how do I work with you is different than me being like, hey, if you want to work with us, email your resume. And then we just get resumes.
Yeah. I had a couple people that, to your point, could have helped us with the podcast.
Mm.
And then we met Will and mm-hmm. Charisse.
He told me how to Charisse? Say it, but I still didn't understand Charisse, when he
I
wrote
know.
Out.
I'm so sorry.
He wrote it out phonetically. Sure.
They
I still didn't know.
Wanted our business and they chased us down and it was amazing. There was a couple other people. I'm not going to beg them to take my money to help me with something. And Will, Citizens of Sound, that who is producing the podcast and making us sound awesome.
Yeah, he has his work cut out for him. The podcast sounds so seamless and it's not that way. He's very good.
So
what's their company called?
Citizens of Sound.
Oh, you just said it. Okay. Yeah, Citizens of Sound. Yeah. If you want a podcast, we recommend them highly.
Yeah. Great, great. So, and I could have paid less, but I wouldn't have gotten what we're getting from them.
Charisse.
I'm so sorry. Will and Charisse, Citizens of Sound. Anyway, I'm not going to beg someone, take my money, and I hope that you do a good job. And we had a meeting with them. They reached out to us, right, from TikTok.
She messaged us on TikTok.
All day long. The other people are
Emily
still...
Emily responded to her. She's like, do you have a podcast? And Emily's like, no, what's up?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I just, you know, want to talk about it. I'm like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're so nice. You know, they pass the vibe check, like, super hard right away.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And the other guy's still like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you didn't want it.
You
still
lose, you lose.
Whatever.
The moral of the story is if you want to work with us, figure out a way to make it happen.
Tiff gave you the quote that if you're listening, rewind, send that exact quote. And I want to tell everyone to send everything in because I don't get any of the messages, so it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
That's great. You should send it in.
Yeah. We have Jelly now, so she can get it.
Yeah.
Clean it out.
It's great. Is there anything else to talk about?
Oh, so other frequently asked questions that we get. Tiff, will you read me a bedtime story?
No.
Sure. Just well, kidding.
That could be one of the meditations.
It could be like a bedtime, a story I read to my son. But Josh has done some meditations. No, what do people comment on a lot? Are you siblings? Yes, but we say that. We're siblings and business partners.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, how do I get a free sample? Is something that we get asked a lot. And my favorite question to answer. No, we do a lot of giveaways, but we don't do free samples, unfortunately. We have so many people requesting them. But it would be fun to think of something that we could do at some point. We just don't have anything in place at the moment.
I would think that getting a free sample would be much like, are you up? Or, oh, you're so beautiful, and I just unloaded the dishwasher and vacuumed all the carpets and cleaned the counters. Where he's in this cool, fun video, or there was somebody that was having lots of fun with us, and I wanted to see how long they're going to have fun, and I sent him some free stuff.
Is this the Hood Happy Star Hood Ambassador?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always a way if you don't just like aren't terse or whatever. Be creative, have some fun with it. And
I just like looking, I like people who look for where they can add value and add it instead of just asking for what they can take from you.
Sample question mark?
I appreciate, yeah. But they're just curious. Like, do you do samples? No, we don't at the moment. Maybe we'll think of something.
We have a sample pack.
We do have a sample pack.
For purchase.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get asked a lot about samples, but that's why we do a lot of giveaways. So we can hopefully, the last giveaway we did was 11 companion collections.
Awesome.
That we gave away. It was great. It was fun. And everyone was so nice about it. Any other questions?
So I would say that if you think of questions, please feel free to send them in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe we'll add that as part of the segment onto the podcast moving forward, where there's some pending questions that are important that we'll answer.
Yeah. TikTok, you can't message us unless we follow you. And so Instagram, you can. So that's an easier place. Or you can email us. You can contact us through our website, happystar.com. Our email is hi@drinkwith.us. So you can, you know, we respond usually within 24 hours. It's usually never longer, unless it went to spam for some reason, but we usually get back too fast.
Yep. So perfect. Please remember that wherever you're listening to us, like, 5-star review, share with your friends, help us get on to the top of the podcast. We want to be in the top 500, 5,000. What are we doing? Yeah. And you can find us at Tiff Did All the Socials. Hit us again with the,
The Happiest Hour on Instagram. Hi, Happiest Hour on TikTok. And we're not really on Facebook yet.
Happiesthour.com. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.